Hello and welcome back to Time for Life, here with Darby and William for Tuesday, start of the week.
Yes.
Because if anyone of my listeners is not Australia, we just had a public holiday yesterday.
It's very hot recently. Yeah. It's been
if
like...
If you can hear, there's a fan in the background because we're very hot. Both mentally and physically.
Yeah. You know, I don't know why it's been so hot.
All of a sudden, it's just been like...
hot. Yes.
Yeah, crap. It was just like... As soon as we got into autumn, it's just like...
I like cold weather.
Yeah, because you can actually get warmer.
You can get warm, but you can't really get cool. Like, you can, you know, feel cool, but then your body is warm, so you just keep getting warmer, and then... Well, you know what I mean, but...
Yeah.
It's easier to get warm. Just put, like, 5 layers of blankets on. And it's nice hearing, like, going to sleep, hearing the rain with your window open. What's good with, like, a tin roof or something.
Oh, yeah.
What would be the best thing is to be, like, in a big, like, queen-size bed... with a couple of people, with your one family, out in the middle of nowhere, like Blimmin, where I go.
Yeah.
With a tin roof, which is what
that
it has.
That must be, like, sick.
Yeah, and then when it rains, it's so nice. You just sit in front of the fire. Oh, it's just beautiful. One of the main things. We just love... My dad
eat potatoes.
Goes up,
oh, my goodness.
We have mashed potatoes sometimes. But we just... Yeah, my dad goes up there a lot every summer. Because... It's so hot. It's like, you know, 48 degrees, like, every day. Like, 45. And he just loves
it. You told me about this the other day. You were like, whenever he has to work, he literally checks his bed outside sometimes and sleeps outside.
Yeah.
Because that hot.
Yeah. It's cooler outside than inside. It's got really good insulation. So when it's cold, it's very good inside because it's nice and warm.
Yeah.
So he just goes up, and it's actually good because, you know, you can't do anything, and even if you want to get up, just get a drink or something, you can't. It's good because you can just relax. You just can't
and
do anything.
Is there any signal out there? Texting or Wi-Fi?
Yes, I think so. Or I might be completely wrong. Yes, you can.
I'm assuming you can probably text. I don't know about calling.
Yeah, well, I don't know about you. Yeah, we have a phone up there.
Okay.
Like a, you know, boop, 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 dialing the number of the phone. Yeah, there's some old stuff up there. Like, I know you probably never come up, and you.
Yeah.
There's no way.
It'd be cool if we could.
I could, like, just take a whole tour of the place. I'll put a video together, and I could show you.
Yeah.
Because I'm going up in April.
Now,
April's
there was
a good time. So
yeah.
It's very busy.
Sorry, I'm interrupting you, but there's two segues you can go with this. We can go.
Segues.
And with the mashed potatoes, we can go to the sausages. Or with the film, and we can go to the short films. Either way, let's just start off with the sausages. So, you can continue your story film. I cut you off. Sorry about that.
Oh, that's good. I'll just say one thing on the list we've got here. Rennie's sausages. 10 out of 10. You guys offered some to us because you had some sausages.
30 left over.
Yeah, so I've had them for the past.
Sorry, just
months.
Go around and build them for a sec. You were mentioning that there's going to be like an eclipse sometime.
Yes.
When we're like 18 or something.
Eclipse in Blenheim.
A glimpse of eclipse.
It goes straight through Blenheim. You could be here in Adelaide. You'll see it go about half over.
Yeah.
It'll be half. But, you know, you never know. If you want to come up,
yeah, that'd be
guys,
sick.
In the you'll be hearing me. I'll say the date. Keep the date, even though you're probably never going to go to Blimmin. But
well, I'm at it. Let me just check the calendar. It's still recording, don't worry.
Date is 25th of November, 2030.
2030. Okay, so what?
2030, 25th of November.
2030.
At around like 5-ish, I think, something like that. So the sun will be low in the sky. We're thinking we might not be able to see it from Blimmin. Because there's some hills in the way.
Yeah.
But we're tempted to see, because April has the same time around in November So we want to see, you know, we'll go up.
Was it November or April?
It's in November, the eclipse, okay. But we're going to go up in April to see if it's at that time. We'll see where the sun is, so we'll know if we can see it from there.
So you that's what we're going to do. As in, just like, just. So when was it? November the
25th.
25th. So that's a Monday.
Monday the 25th of November 2030.
And how old will we be? So I was born
2000. I'll be 6 years older than what I am. I'm 13, turning 14 in a couple of months.
So that means you'd be 14 plus pretty six. Much. You'd be.
I'll be
20.
Yes, 20. I'll be 20.
So I'd be.
You'll be like 19 or something.
I'd be 20 as well because that's 20.
Yeah.
Sick.
Mm. Yeah. So that's. I'm looking for. I thought it was like years away, but it's only like 6 years.
Yeah, when you think about it,
it's going to be pretty cool.
Like 2020 was 4 years ago.
Yeah, it was 2020 when I first knew about it. Go on to. Actually, I'll just find it for you, but
right.
I'll find it in your laptop. Yeah, so you can look at all eclipses and all stuff. time and.
Oh, yeah, day. Day.
And day.
Great website. Check it out.
Time and date. It's really good.
There's some weird stuff in there.
But there's some great stuff in there.
Yeah.
Sun, moon, sign.
Eclipses.
Yep. Okay, this is what we want. So what's the next one? 2024, the 24th of March.
Gee.
Fen of the Lunar
when Eclipse. Where can you see it? Can you see it in Australia?
Yep. So it'll be... So is that... That's the moon. Oh, what does that mean? So that's a lunar
eclipse, I think.
So the next solar eclipse is not, you know...
8th of April.
It's in 8th of April this year,
but it's in, not visible in Australia.
Europe, North America.
This other one isn't either... Not either.
So all eclipses in Parrot. So you can click that. There you go. So you can kind of see where they will be. 2030. There you go. 25th. Total solar eclipse. Click on that. Click on the path map. And take a looky dooky at this. I'm going to search. Linman.
A park.
Oops,
oh, that is just nah. I'd be cool. So that's that.
So Adelaide. So that's what Blimmer will see. So you can see the little icon there. Let's go.
You see the total solar eclipse.
Adelaide. That's what Adelaide will see. So it'll be still pretty bright, and you probably won't
non-bright. See it.
Yeah. So that's. So I'm looking forward to that. That'll be cool.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
But that's...
So look up. So that's March the 25th. So that's not too far away.
So what time is that? What time does it say it is? If I can scroll up. Eclipse information. So it's cool. It's like a little animation of what it'll look like. So it'll come in like that.
Yeah. Location.
So does it say what time it is? Yeah, that's kind of interesting. You probably won't really understand. This is first location. It's Maximum Cliff, November.
6:50.
So that will be
PM.
Yeah, in afternoon. So it'll be So we're thinking. I don't know. I'll find you have Google Earth. So we might have to go to Paraciona, which is a town kilometres west of Blimmen. You get through the ABC Range, I think it's called, which is like a big thing of mountains. And then once you get out of that, then it's just flat for like ages and you can't see anything. So if we go, should we go here.
Well, that fan is so nice.
Yeah. Look out. Oh. Here we go. Blimmin. That's Blimmin there. This is facing north. So you go out onto this road here. You go out. See this?
That's yep.
Like the big, big hills. If I can do 3D, that would be great. And this is flat.
Gee, yeah.
And that's just flat forever. So that's, we're thinking, and then look at this road. It's flat, flat, flat.
Yeah.
For a long time. Then it gets to Parachuna. And that's
yeah,
like a
restaurant. There's a population of like 7, isn't there?
In that town. Probably about like 5-10 people live there. Yeah, not many. But yeah, so we might go there. I'm assuming Wulpena is, do you know St. Mary's Peak?
Yeah, sorry, yeah.
Yeah, so that's, I'm assuming that would be very popular because it's coming through Wulpena as well. So, yeah, that will be very busy there.
Wulpena?
So you probably wouldn't want to go to Wulpena. and then...
Wulpena?
Yeah, so Blimmin has a hill as well, so we might go on top of that hill. But anyway, how long have I been talking for? Sorry, that took up like half of it.
No, that's good.
But it's good because I like. I can't wait for that. It's going to be cool. I think by then I'll have some more cameras. Because I'm thinking.
Add to your 11 already, or 9, 10. Or.
10. Because I'm thinking.
Sorry about that.
If I was to have it now, I'd go up there with like GoPro 7. I think Lachlan would do like he's got a 360, do a 360.
Yeah, that would be sick.
Just us out the front of the house, just watching. To be honest, what I'd do is I'd then grab tripod and the Canon little camera.
Yeah.
Or get, yeah, I'll do that and then have GoPro set up with binoculars or maybe something I'll buy later on. This is if it was now.
Yeah.
I would, you know, set up GoPro as well. And then have, like, I'd, as soon as it's just full, I'd take some pictures. And then once it's full, I'd take one more picture. And then for the rest, I'll just enjoy it, watch it, and just take it in. Yeah. I don't want to be taking photos and then miss the whole thing. I want to take photos for, like, half and then, you know, just watch it and just enjoy it.
I don't know how this transitions to our next one, but tiny films or short films.
Short films.
So me and Will, we're hoping to do in the next couple of weeks, hopefully, our first short film.
Yeah, probably will be a little bit. Yeah. We'll actually have to plan it, film it.
Script it.
Put it together. Yeah, it'll probably be like 5 weeks or something.
And then hopefully we're also trying to make a YouTube channel as well in the process. So yeah. Just to display it.
So that will take a little bit to do.
Yeah. It's more just a passion project at this point. Just from a board and...
Yeah, I'll just show some people just for fun.
If you have any ideas for short films, hit us up, send us a voice message or comment down below. Because we're all the years. We're trying to do it on like a budget of like $0. So.
Yeah.
And like that can be filmed at home or close to where we live.
Yeah. Yeah, at the park's fine.
Or yeah, at the park could be sick.
Go to Adelaide maybe, you know, do something.
Yeah, London Wall or something.
So,
sick.
Yeah. school. How's school going?
School. Well.
It's all right for me.
Can I be honest with you?
Yeah. What?
I forgot. No, but, I feel pretty grateful that, like... Sorry. I feel pretty grateful that, like, we can go to, like, a Christian school and stuff. Like, it's just cool, like, passing, like, everyone's, like...
Well, most people.
Most people. Like, and not trying to be religious with you guys, because I know some of you aren't into religion, or maybe a, I don't know what the word is. It's often a...
I know what you mean.
Yeah.
It's great to have, you know...
Yeah. It's sick, though. Like, it's cool just to have, like, a whole community of just, like, people who all understand the same thing. Like, in Coro, it was good, but, like, again...
Just people would be... Yeah, I don't know how to
like
explain
non, it. Like, not saying that all Christians are, like, full on, like, like 100% behave and stuff. What the heck? But like, it's good because like they have, like, yeah, I don't know. Like, isn't it cool because like your teachers pray for you before math tests and like that stuff? It's cool.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway,
so I reckon. Oh, you know Liam.
Yeah.
He goes to Blackwood.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he's like, "Oh yeah, I'm enjoying it." It's like, I didn't even go there. No, yeah. I did once. Oh, I reckon that was the time. Yeah, I went there. You can just feel that nah, this isn't the school.
This isn't
it. Nah. Just Blackwood just felt, you know, unorganized. Yeah, like, you know, prefix? They weren't really, they would have followed the people around and do stuff, and they didn't really do very well, and they just, yeah, whatever, go over here. And it's so complicated as well. I don't even understand where everything was.
Yeah, I feel like Temple's just pretty straightforward and stuff, and, like, if you do get lost, like, everyone's just there. Like, these two boys come up to me and, like, today we're like, oh, my goodness, make sure you don't fart next time. We got to go to a Christian school, and I'm like, yeah, I won't. And, like, you just, it's community. Like, you know, oh, you weren't in my German class, but did the exchange students come over?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. They were like, oh, my goodness, I love Australia and stuff, because, like, everyone's just so friendly and open. Like, they just, like, can't walk up to people and be like, hey, how you going? Like, they're not, like, all serious and to themselves. They're just open and...
I find it kind of sad how the world's getting more and more less social, like...
And more...
People are just violent. On their phones. Like, I was just... The other day, I was just, you know, waiting at the train station. I'm like, I'm just going to guess that everyone that's behind me is on a phone. I look down, girl on a phone, boy on a phone, someone standing up on a phone with the earplugs in.
Yeah.
And nowadays, it's like weird to see someone talking to some strangers. Like on the train on the way home, you know Mr. Talbot?
Yeah, I saw him, yeah.
Yeah, he was talking to some
random... It was nice, you know, like...
Yeah, it was
if people could just, like, talk.
Yeah.
Like, as in, like, imagine, like, you could be sitting next to your future... Your could-be future best friend or wife or husband or something, like, or fiancé. Like, as in... It's like if you don't talk to them, you can't start anything, and you can't maybe make a deep relationship or a good friendship or something with them.
What I find really funny is when you go on the train and everyone's on the phones looking down, you know, you can see the thumb scrolling through, you know, whatever, social media or whatever. When you go through a tunnel because there's no Wi-Fi, everyone's up. Like, everyone looks up, yep. Stuff fun. That's so funny. Just shows
like,
you how many people
I like. Are I feel like, phones. It's, people could be more thingamajig. Yeah,
but I'm kind of I'm happy that I do, and I just completely off topic. I'm kind of happy that I like videoing, because you know we'll look back on things like this.
You did, you didn't. Well,
huh?
You did or you didn't? Wait, so
did
what?
What is
you that? You did? So, you just said, I'm kind of glad I didn't like filming.
No, I'm...
So, wait, what?
I'm glad that I like filming because we can look back on 15 terabytes of videos and go, yeah, I remember this, I remember that.
Yeah.
Because I remember, you know, we'll be 50 years old and, oh... We have sons asking about, what did you do when you were...
Oh, when I was your age.
What to do in this German assignment. Or, I don't know, what did you do? Can I see what you did when you were 13 years old?
Yeah.
With your friend.
Well, how did you start Darby? How did you start a podcast? Like, how did you start a podcast? I'm like, oh, here's our first episode.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I know I said it last video.
Guys, you...
Podcast...
Yeah, keep going.
Yeah, sorry. I said at last podcast how I was like, oh, I'm probably speaking into a YouTube video I'm making in 50 years.
Yeah.
I said that last time. I won't say it now, but...
Yeah, you say quite a bit. Yeah. But yeah, it is cool.
That might. Yeah, anyway.
Yeah, it might have a YouTube... but...
I definitely need to make this song.
Yes. So, we actually came up with a... answer for my question that I don't know if I told you guys or not, but I wanted to know how long we had recorded on Time for Tech in just everything. Teaser.
Oh, I would have to add this together now.
You would. Yeah. But without this episode, We have recorded, drum roll please,
you say the hours and I'll say the minutes. 10 hours and 36 minutes.
10 hours and
36 minutes.
Which
equals 10.6 hours.
That is astonishing. And so we've also recorded for 20 minutes.
So now that'll be like
that is 11 hours and
oh, almost 10 minutes. 11 hours. Almost.
11.
Calculator.
Pretty much 11 hours of recording, guys. Guys, thank you so much. Oh, I'm just going to give a big shout out to my Patreon. I'm kidding.
How many people? How many? I can't speak. How many? Yeah, you know what I mean.
Yeah. I have.
Like, how many people have listened to the Career Advice with Will podcast?
15?
In the last...
When have we lost? Literally said like 2 weeks?
10.36 plus 20.
Point, where'd you get the point from? Oh, yeah.
Alright, I'm gonna do when we get to. Oh no, it's 21 now.
Because it's not even. It's not even seconds, it's just.
21 point, what will it be?
What did you do 10.36 for?
39. Now it's been 31 minutes and 66 seconds.
No, it hasn't.
Now it's like.
No, it hasn't. You did it wrong.
Wait. Honestly,
yeah.
Wait.
Don't plus.
I just need to clear everything. Get out of here. Move. All right, 10. Just 10.
10 hours and
36 minutes.
36 minutes.
Plus.
So, 0.26. And
plus
21.
0.22.
Equals.
So, 10 hours and 58. All right, in 2 minutes, it'll be 11 hours.
All right. Let's do a drum roll.
So 23. So at 24. We'll wait till then, but yeah.
Let's do a great.
11 hours is a bit of a weird one, but.
Yeah,
when we should get have to, done it in the 10 hours.
Anyway. When we get to like 50, then that'll be.
Yeah, YouTube, crowd celebration.
Let me just skip this. Alright, I know this guy. He lives in Australia. He lives in Adelaide. He lives like near us. Oh my goodness.
Sorry. 22 minutes, wow. 46 seconds.
Come on. Thank you guys a lot for all this work.
Let's talk about some stuff about Time for Tech. We've had some epic
great
moments.
Experiences.
I want to try and. Oh, I think this was it. Oh, maybe not. But I want to get us on more Time for Lives than Maggie. Because Maggie's like done like.
Ooh, it's a race.
Six.
I wish as soon as Maggie
I've done like
this,
four, and I think this is my fifth.
When Maggie listens to this, she'll be like, oh no, I need to record some more.
No, give me that fluff.
How to get your host to record more episodes with you.
Look, it's one of the fluff fluffs things.
By the end of the year, who can be in the most episodes?
Me.
In the year. So we only count from the year. Alright, come on, guys. Right. 30 seconds, guys.
30 seconds now. Wait, watch this fluffy thing as it flies away from the thing. Ready, watch this stuff.
Yeah, I'm just gonna. Come on, guys. 20 seconds, come on. Guys, thank you so much for this. Get ready to turn off the fan so we can have the best access to it.
Turn it off. I'm just gonna unplug it.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Yahoo! 11 hours. Yeah, I can't stop that. That sounds like a boo. It's a boo.
Thank you guys so much
to being. We have now 11 hours and 30 seconds. 34.
For being.
35.
Such.
36.
I could. Counting. Audience. Is it going to end now? Or.
Nah,
keep talking. Let's keep talking, buddy.
Because then I have to go home. Yeah. Right? You don't want that, do you?
I don't want you to come home. We should record. Yeah, have we actually recorded one with you and Maggie in the same one?
No.
Oh my goodness, we've
You did that one. Wait, what was that? Hills Night In.
Oh, it was Kids Night Out. Kids Night In, Adults Night Out.
Yeah, was that a youth?
No, it was like a Saturday night.
Where?
At the church, because basically
so
the
parents. Hills.
It was basically like a youth for all ages. Basically, the parents could just go out and have dinner and stuff, but there'd be like leaders.
So like church, but what time was it?
Like
it was night time.
6:30 to 8 or something.
Okay, all right. We'll plug the fano back in.
Oh yeah, please. I can already notice the difference. Cool. Quick. So, Will.
Yeah.
William, how was your day today?
That was alright. Well, there were some funny things that happened. I'm not sure if I really say it. In...
Yeah, say it.
Oh, no, it won't be too bad. Why are you sitting all the way over there? Gee, that cord is like unlimited.
Unlimited? Yeah.
I'm going to play with this thing.
Then we're doing... guys, right now I'm like lying in a bed right now.
We had health and well-being.
There's no fan on me. Give me the fan.
And you had to like, I got called out the front with, was it Sophie?
Yeah.
To do like a acting thing.
Oh no.
Of empathy. And we had, so apparently she said, all right, so my parents have discussed that they'll be divorcing.
How was that empathy?
And I was like, so then. Sophie, I had that news and I was sad. I was feeling sad and she was like, oh, you might feel sad and oh, you tremble, your shoulders are probably trembling. And I did this. Like, I was just like, and I was like, and like all the class laughed. Anyway, and then, so yeah, that was kind of awkward but fine at the same time.
Did I learn that?
You almost landed that. Anyway, he tried to flip his drink, but it didn't work.
Oh, no.
Don't fall off the bed. I'm going to come over to you.
All right, make sure, you know, make sure it doesn't unplug, because you can get caught in something.
Hey, look at this, the fan legs just...
What the heck?
Okay, hopefully this doesn't unplug.
Yeah, just hold it in while we move.
Okay, is this still like recording? Yeah, it's still recording. It's not. There we go.
This side of the bed is just covered in paper. Where'd you come over here for?
I don't know.
Yep.
I'm just looking at, I don't know, stuff. So I don't know, what's that book? Let me...
It's actually blank. I actually looked at it before.
Am I allowed to open it? Or?
Yeah.
It's a little bit looks old. Looks very old.
Very old.
Looks like some old... There's some old drawings in there.
This is all my work. Dad did more work than this when he was a kid. And we have laptops now.
Some old drawings of, like, ships.
Oh.
That's actually sick. What is this? Have you seen it, though?
Yeah, there's, like, some ships and boats and stuff.
Do you know where that would be from? I reckon that's, like... Was it John Moore that used to live here? It was, like, his drawings or
something. That's my dad.
Oh, no, yeah, sorry.
Not whatever yours...
Who's the... Oh, is it, I'm assuming the initials are K, R, Moore.
How did you guess?
Yeah, there's a box right there that says K, R, Moore, Adelaide. Right. I don't know. What's his name?
Kevin Moore.
Oh.
What
yeah, drawing? I reckon that's probably his drawing. Is there anything else I'm in there?
I don't think there's anything you want on the pages.
So it must be like an old art folder or something. So you'd be able to like...
There's some other just like other books and stuff.
Ooh, there's something else in here. That's just a blank piece of alfoil stuff.
Baking paper.
Baking paper, yeah, sorry. Ooh. Oh, there's some stickers and stuff.
Where?
Some flowers.
Whoa, they're pressed flowers.
I don't want to...
Yeah.
...do too much with it.
It's pretty cool, though.
That's interesting.
My cousin was saying that I should make like a blog... Where, like, I have to do, like, 180 things before I turn 18. Or something like that. Because then I could, like... Let me... I'll untangle it. Oh, the... Oh, didn't even know how to do it. Oh, okay. Yep. There you go, Sophie. Oh, it's just stretched.
Oh, I'm putting all that on the... Okay, never mind.
I'll pack it off later. That's so satisfying. This was sick.
That's that?
Explore Germany.
Where? No.
Do you like that?
Yeah, that's alright.
But yeah, it's alright, eh? Yeah, I like to see you do better.
I think 20-minute episode is too short. We need to do it for longer. Let's keep talking.
An hour. About stuff.
An hour? You want to do an hour?
12 hours.
Do you want to do an hour?
I mean,
interviewers want that. We don't know.
We don't know and we don't care.
If they don't care, then we'll do it for an hour then. Or 2 hours. Or 3 hours.
We'll just do it until Mom says that we have to have dinner. And even then, I'll just ignore her because I don't want dinner. Oh my goodness.
Until I get a message or something.
Why did you do up?
Well, because we were standing, now we're sitting, so I'll put it back down again.
Oh, now you're standing again, so you put it back up.
Yeah.
Okay. No. Oh, and then you sit down.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes. it's better.
Fanny, whoa.
Gee Louise.
Don't you say Dave the Wave?
Hey, Dave the Wave. Check out Dave the Wet. Sing the national anthem for us. Wait, how does that go again?
Australians will eat sausages for dinner.
And
Australians will eat. No. Oh, I did this years ago.
Australians.
I should remember. Australians all let us rejoice.
Oh, yeah, because.
We are one and free or something. With golden soil, our worth of toil, our home is girt by sea.
That sounds so wrong. Wait.
Our land abounds in nature's gifts
of beauty, rich and rare.
For
history's sakes and... No, it's like...
Advance Australia Fair. Enjoys the sign. There we go. Advance And then we'd have to be like, then we have to do that. Oh, what's that other song?
Oh, yeah.
One.
And we are many.
And then, yeah.
Oh, bro, Ethan listened to this. She's just like.
My mum listened to the other one. I hope mum's not listening to this now, because if she is, then.
William.
Yeah, she probably is. Anyway.
Gold Unlocked. Wait, did you listen to a podcast?
Yeah, she's listening to like all of the one that I'm in. All of the ones that Tom in. Yeah.
That Tom in.
I hope she doesn't listen to this.
Stray cat ate sausages.
A stray Australian. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. So, how has your homework been going?
Good, I finished maths. Yeah. Did you finish it?
Just. I'm pretty sure I offered drug, but who cares?
You what?
Wait, is Mr. Labour listening to this?
Nah, he wouldn't. But why?
Mr. Labrant, the brown teacher ever.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, we miss.
Yeah,
Mr. Carey.
He's alright. He's alright.
I mean, Mr. Carey. Wait,
Mr. Carey's pretty good.
Mr. Carey's good.
He's good. Yeah, he's good.
Not the best at spelling, but he's good. What? I think that's chill because then if I make a spelling error, he can't really blame me because he's good though. Like he still owes me an ice block, but.
I figured out. I didn't fail my practice test. I mean, I failed, sorry. I did fail, actually, because I suck at maths.
I was very surprised. You did or you didn't?
I failed the practice test because half of the time I was, like, away. I didn't know stuff. He talks too fast. Yeah. And then he just talks and talks and talks. And then I misunderstand something, which makes me have heaps of questions in my mind.
Then I forget
those questions. I want to ask him, but I can't. And then he's like, bing, bing. Oh, and he can go now. It's like,
yeah.
And yeah, you don't have time to talk to him at all. So it's a bit difficult. But
I just like holding this. I'm just going to hold this.
But I worked out. I didn't fail my actual test. You know, I thought I got 18% for the practice. And then I thought I got 17.
Yeah.
I got worse for the actual one. It was because I got... Don't judge my list, but out of 45 or 35, is it?
45.
I got 17 right out of 45, not 17%. He hadn't put the percent, which is better. I've improved by 20% in 2 days.
Not bad. Did you have a cheap joke? You could.
Yes. I only used half.
Bro, he
I just put like my times public
humiliated me with my t-shirt. I'm like, yep.
Like, yeah, this one's very messy. Dummy's brain is very messy. Who's this again? You can work with it, that's okay.
But he's like, yeah. He's like, yeah, but he got a good grade. So I'm like, yeah, well, that's what I'm going to care about.
Yeah, I just...
You don't have to share it down. If you don't want to.
Yeah, one of them said, you know, oh, yeah, this person put times tables in their thing. That's very smart. So, yeah, I did that. No, it wasn't. It was, like, a couple after mine. Like, he looked at mine and was like, yeah, I want to talk about that one. this one, yeah, look at this one. His mine was only half. You probably wouldn't understand it. But
yeah.
Understood. It.
Undersit it.
Still remember the first one we did? We might end up putting that one on. Be like the first podcast we did that you technically that we didn't upload. Like that. It was only.
Oh, reverse sentences.
No, I'll tell you how it goes. Welcome to Oppositely Sentences with Darby and Will from Time for Tech.
Wait, do we have that recording?
From Time for Tech.
Do we have that recording?
I got on my GoPro.
Yeah.
From
you need to show me that on the train tomorrow.
So, Will, can you write a sentence oppositely? And I'm like, I just thought, well, what do you want? Like, seriously, what? Can you write this sentence oppositely? What, am I just going to... What was I supposed to say? Just yep. But I don't want to say just yep, because that's the first thing I said on the podcast. So I'm like, okay, well... That was just dumb. And then, so then I was like, yeah, so what sentence do you want me to write oppositely? Can you write this... And he said SpongeBob SquarePants. And I'm like, yeah. And you're like, no, SpongeBob SquarePants. And that's not a sentence, but it's a famous cartoon character that I'd like you to try. Okay, you mean SpongeBob. You know what I mean? Anyway, don't worry. Maybe we'll end this podcast because Darby's just dying. Just need to get this drink bottle and pour some water on you. Are these microphones waterproof? Only one way to find out. Oh, maybe we should end the podcast, mate.
Oh, my goodness.
I gotta turn my thongs off.
So, yeah, continue.
Oh, I finished. Ages ago, but you were just like 1 hour dying of laughter.
Hysterically laughing. Laughing. Oh, my goodness. Ugh. Oh, sorry. Hey, you little mongoose. You little pelican.
Stop the fan, so it's just pointing to me. Hey, good idea. I'm gonna take it off my shirt. Sorry, this might sound a bit weird. There we go. Alrighty. Oh, this is what like YouTubers do. Like,
yeah.
Use like the little mic. Like hello, nice. Hello.
There you go. I thought this works better because like down here it's like.
Yeah, but what does this sound? I'm gonna put it in my. What does that sound like? What about I'm gonna go? Don't clip onto the.
Oh, look at that! Bite marks.
I'm gonna keep that on there till we end the podcast.
You're not.
It's like stabbing you against my finger.
I'm not related to you. How am I?
No, you're not. Well, technically you are. Everyone's related to everyone.
Adam and Eve. You
oh, by the way, I got my finger stuck in my drink bottle. Ah, that's actually really hurting.
Yeah.
Okay.
Look how smart this is.
No bleed, no blood, but anyway.
Look how smart this is. I don't know what that is.
Oh, what was I going to say? What was I saying?
Little cover.
No, what was I saying? What was I going to say? Oh, yeah. Yeah, technically everyone's related to everyone, because it's... Adam and Eve. I keep going. Anyway,
we should do it, guys. Comment down below. Do you want us to do a try to laugh TikTok challenge? Because or not TikTok.
A what?
Try to laugh react video. Like
we that would be good. Yeah.
Because I would literally die hysterically laughing.
Exactly. I would keep the video going by not laughing. Does it? Would it count? Like, would it be opening your mouth, or would it be like any sort of laughter? If it's
like,
even
we'd have like, we'd have like water in our mouth, and so like we go.
Yes,
like,
oh, that's what I want to do. That's what I want to do.
And we're like, okay, guys, let's watch, and then we go down. Make sure we get like a waterproof screen or something, because get my in my case.
Or we'll just, you know, have it.
I like
punishments as well.
Yeah.
Like Or like
spin the wheel.
Oh, guess what's gonna happen in like some crazy videos? Like, do you know what's gonna happen? Is it this, this, or this? You choose. If you get it wrong, you get an egg splat in your head or something. I don't know.
Oh, like you have to go onto the train and like say hi to a random person that the person who lost.
Or, no, something just quickly like in the room.
Oh. Like eat a potato.
Or just like, you know, have
text your
a whole
long lost friend. Whole,
or just like, you know, have
scream, sing ketchup, the whole happy, sing happy
ketchup
birthday.
Poured all over your head or something. Or,
that's so random.
I don't know, you know, just random stuff like that.
Yeah, that'd be fun. I like the idea for the short film where we record a podcast and like Luke or someone disappears. Maybe Maggie. Maggie's a good actor. But she doesn't act when she off camera.
Okay, yep. Okay.
Yep.
Yep. What? Nothing. No, I don't know. There's nothing wrong. I got nothing to say. I'm just saying, yep, cool, yep, good idea.
I ordered new shoes. So, do you want to go check the letterbox right
now? Nah, they're pretty good. They're invisible.
Ooh. Because, like, my other ones, they're, like, they're perfect condition. They're just a bit, like, shaggy.
Wait, could you put your foot up, like, here? Put, just hold your foot up there.
I don't have any.
Are you ticklish?
I don't have any body strength to kick it.
My mum is not ticklish at all. She says she's ticklish and she's not. Like, I'm tickling on the foot.
Hey,
she's
William!
Like,
hey, William, guess what?
And I'm like,
guess what, William? I'm ticklish. Tickle me. No.
Your mum. No, one way. I'm going to actually clip this back of my shirt.
Okay, wait.
Hello. Yeah, this on my shit.
Our viewers with headphone listeners are getting the idea of that. Have you tried left and right audio? Because I feel like that'd be cool for songs and stuff.
Have you what?
It's mad, it's too hard to explain.
Alright, watch this. I'm gonna see, put that right up to your mouth and guess you go.
Okay.
Alright, you ready? You ready? Are you faking that?
No, I'm not.
If you do it to me, then I'll just scream and just, yeah.
It tinkles when die. It has at the one point of like.
Don't you dare get your hand away. No, get your hand away from me.
You did it to me.
Right, go.
What the heck?
Alright, I'm gonna push through it. Just.
It's hard.
Oh, yeah, I can't speak. I just died.
If I touch my brother's belly,
I'm so ticklish. I'm like ticklish everywhere. If you were to like, just tickle me on the foot. Actually, no, that wasn't, no. I just like to just like tickle my foot.
What do you mean? You're saying you're ticklish and you want me to tickle your own foot?
I'm just ticklish everywhere, like, well, not everywhere, but in most spots. And some people are like, oh, I'm not ticklish here, I don't ticklish here, I'm just ticklish everywhere.
No, I'm not ticklish here.
Do the same thing with my elbow, maybe. When you do it to yourself, it's not, it's just not as bad, because you trust yourself.
Trust yourself? What, like, I'm just going
to
be on your
do it way. To yourself, do it to yourself. It's not as bad.
Let's see who can hit that funny bone. Oh, yeah. Let's see who can hit that funny bone harder. Ow.
Where's the brick wall? Oh, no.
Right there. There's a brick wall right there, man.
I'll do it on this little, you know.
Oh, Will. Go on, Will.
Alright, move this.
And then I'll laugh.
Lego
minions
thing. Ow.
Harder.
Oh, that was literally
breaking a nerve. How do you bring yourself? You can physically eat someone's hand off. It's just that your body doesn't trust you to. Like,
yeah.
Someone got like a fake plastic like replica of the hand and just ate it. Like this.
Yeah.
Like
you can eat
bones.
Your pinky like a carrot. You know. You just don't want it because one, it will hurt, and you just unless
two,
you
like,
know you're like about to die.
You're like
you know what, one day.
Let's see what this tastes like.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm really hungry before I die.
Why? Can I? People listening, you might want to do this as well. a really weird thing. Makes you feel like you have two noses.
Basically, go into a plastic surgeon room and ask for another nose.
Oh, my nose, I feel like I'm... What you do?
Oh, yeah, same. You, like, cover this eye and, like, it goes... Woo.
No.
Oh.
So, put your two... Your pointer finger index, and middle finger.
Your index. Oh,
cross
yeah,
them over. Cross them over. And then rub it up again, down, up and down your nose, like, kind of like that. Do it. Just keep doing it, and eventually feel like you have, like, two noses.
Like, will I just keep doing this and it'll fill it, or I have to, like, let go of
it? So try and make it so it's, like, both...
I'm trying to, but it's too hot, so I'm like... My hands are sweaty, let me just keep me. I don't really care where I put this at this point.
Just try and imagine, like, it feels like you have two noses. That's really weird.
My fingers are... I've got a new favourite song. It's called, 2 Days Into College. Yeah. I'm 2 days into college and I met a guy called Steve. He said he really likes me, but I don't know if I should sneeze. It's like that, but I just...
Have you got it yet?
Sort of.
Oh, whoa. Yeah, I got it.
Oh, I sort of got it.
You just keep doing it and you'll get there. That's so weird.
What the heck? Yeah. Wait, I can feel it down here.
It's like, what? There's like two noses.
What? Wait, what? I can feel a second nose. Oh, wait. This is
weird. Yeah, it's so weird. Like, wait, yeah, I got it. Just imagine, just put it up and down, then kind of stop in the middle, and then go side to side.
I kind of ate sausage, like this. Like, just, I want to kiss it now.
Put pressure on each side, and you can imagine, like, oh, yeah, two noses.
Can I just say something really quickly? Don't worry, I'll end this out. I'm kidding.
Alright, so... are you actually going to do it, or...?
No.
Save it, edit it out, or...?
No, I won't do it. Okay. I'm not letting you.
Okay.
And you know what I mean. Yeah, you know.
Do it when we finish. Do it when we finish.
Why would I do it? Because you already know. Why are you touching my toes?
I don't
know. That's
so weird. I'm asleep. I'm ticklish. Like,
where'd you get that t-shirt?
I have no idea. I got it for Christmas.
What is that, Texan? We should start doing TikTok dances to increase our listener value. Like, dance the night away. Monica, my name is Kenya. You'd be great at that.
I'm good at copying people's voices.
Copy mine.
Well, I can copy, like, if it was
like different.
I can't.
Copy Jack's. Can you imagine? Can you imagine all your friends saying "but" in their like their tour? Yeah.
You know, Luke. He's just got such a. You could just hear him from kilometers away. Like, he's just got such a unique voice.
Yeah.
The other day, I just heard him from the other side of the school.
You're like, that's Luke.
Like, yeah, that's Luke. You can just tell.
Right on the jackpot.
I'll try and copy you. You have to say like a short sentence or something.
Yeah.
I might be really terrible, but sometimes...
Hello, and welcome back to Time for Life.
Hello, and welcome back to Time for Life.
That sounds pretty good. It's horrible, because we've got the same kind of pictures.
Like,
as in, we're pretty, like, same on the same. If this is, like, high and low, we're kind of like...
High and low.
We're kind of like that.
Kind of like that.
Yeah. Do you have... GoPro head straps?
Yes.
One. How many? Oh. Because, you know... My dad bought two walkie-talkies home. He has like two good quality walkie-talkies, like rugged and stuff, like $100 each. But what we're doing is we had our cousins over, and basically two people were the police, two people were robbers, and we had to basically scout out the robbers using the walkie-talkies. We're like, 10-4, 10-4, we're gonna each stick running. So we had to like run around and tag them and stuff. But I was like, if we had like GoPro straps, then we could like play a game of that, but like video it. So it's not our faces, but it's just like the... Where we're looking
have
at,
and then
we're
a like chesty.
Oh, and a chesty and a head.
I just got one chesty, one head.
Is there anything else you could use to strap onto a body, like a bike helmet?
I
strap.
Got that. That gorilla pod.
Yeah.
That I use. You can just strap that around your head or something.
Or like onto like a helmet or something. But like
on
even
your
just
leg,
like even
on
just
your
like leg. Yeah, even just the police, cool. Even just the police with the walkie talkies like got 10-4, 10-4. They have to like chase the robbers and shit.
Attach the. Go for a 7, this one's really light and it's good. good to use, attach it to like the walkie-talkie.
Yeah, we should do that. As in, on the weekends, they're just, it's fun though. You've played Manhunt with us before?
Yes.
Yeah, we have to like chase down people.
Yeah.
But like that with walkie-talkies, it's like, running in the hole, please, right now, we've got trunks right now.
I have a guess how long we've been recording for.
35 minutes.
I haven't looked yet. I'm going to guess 51.
It is 50 and 15 seconds.
What?
Anyway. Look at that. Maybe we should,
start.
Or should we just keep talking about random stuff? Because I don't know, people listening, if you want to just hurry up and for us to finish, or
maybe you're like listening. On Drive to Bloomin' and you want to keep listening to us because like you don't have anything off the, you don't have any Wi-Fi, you only downloaded this episode, so maybe you want to keep.
What's something I can do? Like, give me some ideas of filming. Like, literally, like right now, off the top of your head, what would be cool? And I'm sure some of them, just like, some cool ideas with the Insta.
I can't. Should I pop this out?
Stuff, huh?
Should I pop this out?
Yeah, it doesn't matter. You don't need it. So. What are you thinking? A lot of things I have done.
Very surprised if you name the first thing, and it's something I haven't done, unless it's absolutely stupid.
Well, first of the Manhunt thing, like that'd be kind of cool.
Yeah,
yeah, you're like, oh, okay.
I've technically videoed that already.
Yeah, technically.
Yeah.
Ooh, there you go. Look at that.
What else are you
thinking? Why does that feel so nice? Anyway.
Like some cool angles of like of just random stuff, like
cars.
Yeah, pretty much.
Like wheels or something. Yeah. You've done bikes, haven't you?
Yeah, done plenty of bikes.
Done bikes, done moon, done rocket, gunpowder.
That's the one thing I want to do. I just want to buy. Seen. What's his name? Am I allowed to say YouTuber's names?
Yeah.
Okay. Luke Edwin has some really cool stuff. He has,
go sub to
he
him.
Has Instas, he has GoPros, he has 360s.
Also,
he has some really cool stuff.
Also, Nicholas something, he's Australian, he's a smaller one. He also does Insta stuff and stuff like that. He does cool stuff, like, I recreated TikTok, like, cool filming shots, all kind of stuff.
Mm. Yeah, but he's done some stupid stuff that's broken his GoPros and stuff. He just attached his 360 GoPro onto a tomahawk and thrown it and tried to throw it into the wood axe or something really weird.
You also attached it to a vortex.
Yeah, that's what
you told me that. Yeah.
I attached my Insta to the vortex.
Some things.
Yeah. Don't you know? Those little.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Yeah.
Go.
He did two tries. He threw the tomahawk the second time. Completely fell apart and like the GoPro was making like a clickety click like well I've done plenty of bike stuff. Mm-hmm. I've attached it to like a spin uppy thing.
Yeah.
I've attached to a bow and arrow. I've attached it to what I want to do is just simple as I need to get one of those Kmart drones again.
Yeah.
Because I kept trying the GoPro session in order to, kind of go up and
then it would come down. Use the
I know, exactly. But the thing is, because Matt, I'm not going to use this drone anymore. I gave it to my friend.
Who's that?
Liam Proberry. He lives just like kind of.
Can't you just ask him?
Well, here's the thing.
He broke it.
The day I gave it to him, the next day, his brother broke it. Younger brother, bro.
Yeah. Just like mine.
A month later, I get the Insta, and I'm like, I come in, I'm like, oh, Liam, sorry to bother you, but not can I have the drone back, but kind of, he's not really using it. And it's like,
about.
Yeah,
that.
Come and look over here. I look next to the bins, and there's like a pile of drone bits and stuff. So I'm like, okay.
That's great.
And he used the motors and stuff to make like a boat and stff, which is still used. He's still using some stff. So, but yeah, that was kind of sad. So now I want to, they're like $30
pretend to get it, because that would work.
I think they've added some, they've added quite a few new products. I'm just going to open my laptop and just...
I actually want to do, I might actually do that, like, soon. Even though I'm saving up for the GoPro 12.
Yeah.
I might just do that, because I reckon I'll do some cool stuff.
You say that, I'm just going to Google
it. Has audio. It will, you know, be much better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait there, I'll see you quickly up to something.
Because Liam, I think got Liam a remote control helicopter.
Oh no.
And I was like, oh yeah. That will surely hold. It was really, it was pretty good. It was like $50, $60 when it came out. Pretty good. In the kids section, there was only like two left. Got one of them. It was really good. It was really powerful when it was on.
Yeah.
It would take off really well. It was all good. It was a pretty powerful thing. It would chop through bark. I'd put a bit of bark and... just a short bit of bark. Anyway.
Yeah.
And I thought, oh, that'll surely hold the session, GoPro session. Do it. It actually worked pretty well. It was like... And just in, it was like slowly coming down. Then again, I get the Insta. And I'm like, yahoo. And because the drone's not there, I'll try the thing. And what do you know, like, I get there, and the day I got there, he broke it. The motors.
Oh my goodness, bro.
Something broke off, like, the...
Firstly, just by looking up drone, they've made a new spy listener for $5. Like, isn't you put this earpiece against a wall, and then you can listen through the earphone, which is kind of cool, $5.
Would that actually work? Probably not.
Probably not.
It probably if it's like a one.
They've made these so cheap these days. Gee, everything's so cheap, isn't it?
This is for people that if they want something cool.
So there's that. You've probably already seen that.
Remote control. Telescope is one thing
so
I want to get.
There's a stunt quad.
So there's a couple you can get. You can get one with a camera, which is black, and then there's the white.
They all seem to have this one, right? There's also that. Is it the one?
Close. Probably just updated a bit, but pretty much that, yeah. It was like one of the weight things kind of broke off.
There that one, that's what I got.
Remote control stunt quadcopter, that's the one.
And there was also like a $50 one.
So then he also had a plane. He had that one. Liam got that one.
Oh, what? They all have this, right?
X81. And yeah, we tried the GoPro on that.
Stunt
there you
drone.
Go. There it is.
Oh, yeah.
No, not that one.
Yeah, I'm just opening all the drones.
Remote control with camera. It's
pretty good.
It's 720p.
Is it good?
It's terrible. 720p.
No, like, is it a good drone? Like,
I don't know. Well, it's the same as the one that I had.
I was going to say this.
That's kind of cool.
Well, that's sick.
Oh, have you seen that? My dad's going to get that.
That's sick.
Lego Technic, Planet Earth and Moon.
Wait, what? I kind of want that.
Do you know what it does? The Earth, the... Moon, the sun turns how many times? One rotate of it going around the sun, the Earth spins 365 times. The moon goes around the Earth how many times? Oh, it's so cool.
I want a
video of it. It's so cool. My dad's going to get that, so that's...
That looks really cheap.
Yeah.
That's
what I need to get.
I think that's what
I've
got.
How much is it? $30, there you go.
I think I got this before.
Why has it got a photo of controlling a remote control car for the ad?
And then the...
Of...
The remote
the
of
the... Drone, anyway.
So that's a different one.
That all has a camera.
$45. It's quality.
I can't imagine it would be anything better than...
Great fun. The drone I brought was...
Oh, does it have a camera?
Very
good. Use remote for navigating and hold phone to capture... Where's the... Majig? Paddy can attach a, Paddy can attach a VR headset and, like, watch it. That's kind of cool.
That's the one. That's just got a simple 720 camera on it. Yeah, does it say? Yeah, 720 quality.
There's that
the one.
Just on business.
Yeah, I'm just going to get the stunt one.
Yeah, it's... Oh, look at that.
Is that video?
I probably opened one. What's it called? Lego Technic Earth and Moon. That is sick. What?
Just look over here. Yeah, it'll. There should be a video for it.
What the? Well, it's $100 at Lego store. Only 90 yet. I'll just watch this one.
What does it go for? 40 minutes.
40 minutes?
Yeah.
I'll just quickly speed through
it
just to see.
I just want to see what it looks like.
Oh, eight minutes.
Speed through because he's probably going to make it and then he's probably going to. Yeah, go back a bit. Back a bit. So you can buy motors for it. Just go to like, yeah, 6 minutes. You go there. Go there.
What? Yeah,
look at that.
Oh my goodness.
So you can buy motors for it?
Yeah, I was going to say that'd be kind of. I think it was dinner. I think probably about me.
Yeah, look at that. So the moon spins around.
What the heck? Yep, okay, we'll finish off now.
Yep.
What?
Yeah, so that Earth spins 365 times as it goes one time around the sun. Moon goes around how many times? Yeah, so it's pretty cool.
Sick. All right.
Anyway,
thanks for being on here.
Yeah, no worries. Grand, even though I did it like 2 weeks
exactly
ago.
Almost exactly an hour. So good job. I'll see you tomorrow on the train. And to all of the listeners, God bless. Have a good night, evening, day, or whatever you're having. And remember, it's always the right time for life. See you guys.
Bye. Gee, wow. 1 hour and 1 minute and 16 seconds. Anyway, bye. Say something.
Bye.
Bye.